The Office of Thrift Supervision. For the most part, that office is no more. Now, while it's still going to be around for a few more weeks with one or two employees, the majority of OTS workers now work in the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. That's all the result of the Dodd-Frank Act. Now, we spoke about that transition and what it means for both offices with Tim Ward. He's the Deputy Comptroller for Thrift Supervision at the OCC.
Effective with the transfer, we have around 645 federal savings associations, that's what the technical name for a thrift is, transferring to the OCC's supervision. And staff from the OTS who are responsible for that supervision are coming to the OCC as well.
How many people were impacted by the transition, and what is it that they physically had to do? Was there actually a moving of staff and equipment and office supplies?
Roughly 1,000 employees at the OTS were impacted. 674 of those employees are joining the OCC. And yes, they had to physically pack up and move to the OCC's offices, which occurred over the weekend of July 15th.
Now, tell us what the Dodd-Frank bill gave you in terms of activities, missions, powers that the combined office did not have before. And how will you acquire the expertise, for example, to make sure you can carry it out?
From the OCC's perspective, the Dodd-Frank Act transferred responsibility of thrift supervision, the Federal Savings Associations, to the OCC. We only supervised before that national banks. The big difference is thrifts are devoted to thrift and home ownership and have certain requirements relating to their balance sheet investments. Fortunately, we have about 674 new teammates coming over from OTS who are experts in thrift supervision and will bring that expertise with them.
So nothing's changing in terms of the missions. They're just bringing theirs over into one agency, and they'll operate just alongside what was the OCC by itself.
Correct. We had a staff conference the last two weeks in which we had 2,800 staff, both OTS and OCC staff together, and we had a title for that conference, One Team, One Mission. The mission has not changed. Responsibility for oversight of the Federal Savings Associations or the thrifts is the same as it was before. It's just being carried out by the OCC rather than the OTS.
Were there any challenges along the way that you had not anticipated and any lessons learned that came out of that?
I think there's always challenges when you have an integration of two organizations, working through staff issues, how they're going to carry out their day-to-day activities, what their new position title will be, what their role will be. All those are real human resources type issues that you would have in any integration. And I think in the end, we have a well-mixed organization. We've combined the exam teams together, so OTS and OCC examiners are working in a team together. Of course, we're all now called OCC examiners. So we work through those things, and we accomplished the integration on July 18th as planned.
We're speaking with Tim Ward. He's the Deputy Comptroller for Thrift Supervision in the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. And I wanted to ask you about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is a creature that has also sprung up from Dodd-Frank. And what's their relationship to the OCC? Because they seem to be looking at least some of the products that are offered by the institutions that you oversee.
Sure. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a new organization, also came into being effectively July 21st of this year. They are responsible for writing the regulations that relate to financial institutions and how they interact with consumers. Previously, that rule writing responsibility was divided between the Federal Reserve Board and the Office of Thrift Supervision. Now the CFPB, as we call them, will be writing all of those rules. We at the OCC are still responsible for carrying out those rules that they have, and for institutions with $10 billion or less in assets, we are the primary supervisor for those consumer protection rules. If you have greater than $10 billion in assets, the CFPB is responsible for those institutions.
It doesn't sound like the mission changes, as you explained, but maybe the way you do your jobs would change because the responsibilities may be shifted to different plates. So how do you communicate that to all of those employees? How are you able to keep those lines of communication open so that this is a seamless and smooth transition?
Great question. So we have two aspects of that. One is the employees, and we started almost a year ago having conversations with OTS staff. We have multiple conference calls. We would have individual meetings with OTS staff to get them ready for what they were going to encounter when they came to the OCC. Then January through March of this year, we held 17 outreach sessions for the thrift industry across the country. And we had over 1,000 thrift executives come to those sessions where we explained the OCC supervisory philosophy, our exam approach. We introduced them to key management staff from the OCC so that they would get those relationships started. And then recently, we had all of our assistant deputy controllers send letters to the individual thrift institutions that they would be responsible for so they would know who the team is, where they're located, and start building that relationship with the OCC.
And speaking of location, will you be moving together under one single roof at some point to try to foster that integration?
Yes. The OCC has space in a couple of buildings in Washington, D.C. right now, and we've integrated staff and OTS staff into that space. Throughout the country, we're doing the same thing. As leases expire, we're co-locating staff as quickly as possible because as a team, it's important that we're together.
What happens with OTS now? It's still in existence, at least for a little while, right?
The OTS officially ceases to exist 90 days after the Dodd-Frank Act one-year anniversary, so 90 days after July 21st. The building is owned by the OCC, and we will be leasing it to the CFPB as soon as we can get it ready and work with them to get it ready.
If other agencies find themselves going through this or other offices that might find themselves having to blend or integrate different office staffs, bottom line piece of advice for them?
Communicate early and often. It's essential that you explain how the change is going to be implemented, what the impact is going to be on the employees, what it's going to be on the industry that you supervise. That communication was essential throughout.
Tim Ward is the Deputy Comptroller for Thrift Supervision in the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. You can learn more and hear this interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.